I just sort of pumped a lot of things before I get out there. And I think that brings myself and I refresh ourselves to spin. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Praise
God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
You are too late to have to go. Amen.
Amen.
I say, Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Great is the mystery of godliness. Hallelujah. God made manifest in the flesh and seen in his natural dimension. Because the dimension is not God's world. Amen. Jesus Christ is the Lord of this world. See, there's a realm of the spirit that is eternal and it's real. There's not, if you are not so, who said it is real? There is a realm in the spirit. In your, hallelujah. Find also my family. When you get in there, you see clearly. Hallelujah. There's nothing that is of God that you don't have access to when you are with the spirit. Because all that is God is what covers. The prodigal son actually descended into the realm of Christ. Praise God. Until he came back into the senses and he began an ascent back into where? Into God. And he entered back into the God and he found that all the fire has was his. God never took anything away from him. God never took anything away from man. God is not causing anyone. God is not after anyone. Praise God. God's inner voice says that every man comes to the knowledge of what? The truth. Oh God, hallelujah. Great is the mystery of godliness. That song we sang, hallelujah. The Lord, I think he was before the marriage supper of the Lamb, isn't it? That there was this singing. The time has come for the marriage supper. And I was seeing in heaven that the power, the glory, the power, the glory, the omnipotent power has what has come. Now, do you know what marriage is? True marriage. Okay, don't be angry with me. You know what marriage is? Okay, so hallelujah. There's a marriage that Jesus Christ spoke of that was from the beginning. There's a marriage Jesus Christ spoke of that is in God. Marriage is that union with passion in Lord. And when the two are married, what happens? They become one flesh. You can always say one body. They become what? One body. The Lord is what? Is the Spirit, and we that is joined to the Lord is what? One Spirit. That's when you can begin to realize the omnipotent power and the glory of God. When you are working to this union, of course, because you must walk up to Jesus and ask Jesus, what is the secret behind your success? What is the secret behind your power? I can see that you are not just like any other man. You know what I told you? To enter into the kingdom of God, was what? Be born again. That which is flesh is flesh, that which is spirit is spirit. He was saying to me, look, I can do all these things because I am married to God's kingdom, I'm a brother of God's kingdom. And when your flesh and blood, the carnal mind, is after flesh and blood. You know when it says flesh and blood cannot enter the kingdom of God, so that the carnal minded person cannot enter the kingdom of God. Now when you look at the serpent crawling on the ground, speaks to him about something that is terrestrial. Something that is earthly. Something that is on the dust below. Hallelujah. What happened in the story we see in the book of Genesis is that man, Adam, became conformed to this world. You know, we have confirmation. Adam became carnal. God was saying, keep yourself in the spirit. Maintain yourself in the spirit. But Adam was lured away with the glories of this physical world, this world that we live in. And Adam became conformed to this world. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1 that he exchanged the glory of God for what? For the glory of mortal man. Because in the garden, Adam was walking in the nature and the glory of God. God's kingdom. But Adam conformed himself and became a carnal. Hallelujah! Because Jesus Christ will be the same as if we are all the children of Satan. What is it meant? Hallelujah! It's here. It has to be what a change in our way of thinking. The way we fit in that we have to be sitting by what? By the Spirit. Because this is God's good pleasure and will for every man to do what? To not be conformed to this world, but be transformed once more to that spiritual image that you had in the beginning. That is why God is showing you all these things about the transfiguration of Jesus. He's showing you the image of Alpha and Omega. Alpha and Omega is answering your image. It's a very matter of value. When he spoke with the flesh and blood of many waters. Who are the waters? There is nations, tribes, people in the body of Christ. It's a spiritual body.
In the world you want to have tribulation.
Amen. That moment, you are raised in Christ. Cheer up, it is in you. Cheer it up. It's there. Don't let it be gone. God has his talent underneath the earth.
Amen.
Nice. sheep, we are all what God has said, but the master is gathering us together today. Bam! Into that moment. Where I am is where you will be also. Not somewhere in the sky. Because I know we have to sit around today. Because I was excited. I didn't feel that little. Okay, man. So we have a lot of in the days of what? Of so on. Amen. Now this is kind of be attentive. For that became a sweet. Look this one. Amen. Hallelujah. Before Noah entered the ark, God Praise God. So if you keep looking back, if you keep looking back at your flesh, or looking back at the other people's problems, you will never come to the place of fulfillment that the Lord wants to give you. Hallelujah. You must come to the place that Paul says that it's no longer me, but sin that dwells where that does not mean. Praise God. I don't think that God has not seen. Get myself come to life and say, God is only zero. Because I know we are more than that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You know, the word of truth, we have to live the word of maturity. Praise God. Because when you abuse the liberties without the God, you only end up in greater bondage. Hallelujah. Praise God. So when you see yet things like this, it's for you to tremble, walk out your salvation. Because God is not God. He has sown to the flesh what? Corruption. It's not what? Praise God. But when we sow to the Spirit, walking in the Spirit, putting on the mind of Christ, no longer a man, no longer that black man once or years in Nigeria, years ago, that one is dead. I'm now remembering my true identity from the beginning. Hallelujah! And as you do this, a door, Peter's coming and say the door is the minister of us. Amen? Either what? God's marvelous kingdom is right now, world without end. Praise God. Get us any cycle of hours coming. When we come, when the Son of God will manifest, Christ has already come. Praise God. He can only be unveiled more and more to you as you exercise your salvation. Praise God. And let me tell you something. When it's night, just right, stand outside at your window when it's night and wait to see the day dawn. To see the day dawn, you will never see darkness of the light. You only see yourself in the day. Fight. The time you want to see the darkness of the light, you just pray, but you just only see yourself in the day. That's how it is when you walk in the face of God. It's like a light that shines ever onto a bright moonbeam. This is when the stars of God begin to appear. The day star begins to dawn in your heart. Hallelujah. God has given us a key to heaven. Let us use this key to loosen ourselves from every trouble. Everything that strong does is hallelujah. Pray God, stand up as men, hallelujah, and answer this call. God bless you. I have five of those out of three books. I'm a 20 of them. So, just when you finish, just put on. Pray God. And God bless you. Thank you for the opportunity to share with you. And I need to testify by the Spirit that there is the Lord is working in this congregation. It's different from there's a move of the Lord. God is doing his work, not a man's work. Amen? Amen. God is really moving. Hallelujah. We have also our conferences there. We're not as big as this. You know, here is in Nigeria, you know. But I would encourage any of you that can come up and want to share with you, maybe you can want your own spirit, not so open. You know, the respect, when you come from outside, you are all received.